I hate America because it sucks the filling out, puts the donut back in the box, and then acts all innocent. You're listening to The Inner Side.
And this is The Inner Side radio program. My name is Scooter. Stay tuned. I'm going to put this in your ear for a minute just to warm you up.
Here's a Wonder Quiche recipe for the single man. Get baked on some trendy chemical amusement aid and decide you need to whip up some special eats. Throw 3 eggs in a bowl, leaving several chunks of shell in it. Sprinkle it with the rotted cocaine your last roommate hid in the old sugar shaker from the back of the cabinet, thinking it's salt. Spill a whole container of dried onion flakes in it because the top was off, but don't bother trying to dig part of them out. Look for sausage, but settle for some bologna of suspicious age and color. Not yet green, but for sure not that fake pink anymore either. Pour a little wine in to give it character, not realizing that's actually malt vinegar. See a moth fall into the mixture, but shrug it off as added protein. Look for those frozen peas and carrots to dump in, and when the freezer yields bupkis, accidentally add a can of sweet sauerkraut because you were too messed up to even spot that one slightly bulging can of veg-all left in the place from last year. Pour half a bottle of black olives in without pitting them first. Include 9 beef bouillon cubes because if one is good, 8 more are great, right? Throw in a handful of unpopped corn because everybody likes popcorn, right? Spoon out the dried remnants of some strawberry cream cheese because sweet is good, right? Pour a little of your beer into it and whip the crap out of it. When it's all about the same color, pour it into a ready-made pie crust and plop it down on the oven rack with no pan under it. Crank that sucker up to about 500 degrees. Get another beer and become shamefully absorbed in maximum exposure, which is a real-life news footage version of Jackass, both of which could feature a segment on your fine cooking skills. The exploding popcorn starts hurling pieces of the half-cooked mess all over the hot oven about 12 seconds before the smoke alarm goes off. Yes, you are that high. Run in, fling the oven door open, and burn your hands trying to pull it out with no kitchen mitts on. Cuss like 4 rappers at a paternity hearing. Drop the whole thing on the floor. Stagger off to let it cool down. Come back an hour later and use a spatula to scrape most of it up. Slip in the remains, fall down, cuss like 4 rappers at a paternity hearing some more. Mop it up with your shirt and throw that in the sink. Tell your next-door neighbor to get fisted when he calls and asks why your place smells more like a dead cat than usual. Serve the whole smoldering mess to the poor dog. Treat dog bite. Give up and call Domino's. Wonder why you can't get a girl to date you more than once. Make brief plans to kill dog for crapping on your pillow. Pass out dead drunk in Barco Lounger. Repeat once a week. Die. USA! USA! Ah, forget it.
And welcome to the Inner Side radio program. Let me see if we can get this right. Tonight on the telephone line, we have Help Hope Huey, which is quite a promotion from Baby Huey, as you were known when you were when you disgraced the airwaves of KPFT in the 70s and 80s.
Hi, my name's Huey, and I'm a Red Bull-aholic. Hi, Huey. Well, it's like the Marx Brothers thing, or I forget, you know, have you ever been indicted? Not since I was a baby, Your Honor. You know, it started out as a cheap joke years ago, and I've mutated into a lot of different things, so... No, I don't wear diapers. I'm not kinked in that direction.
Not yet. Not yet.
Got any NyQuil?
Well, I'm always surprised whenever we have you on the air, but so many people remember you from like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And, I think it's safe to say that you elevated the art of broadcasting to inflicting childhood trauma on unsuspecting listeners that'd be lodged in their minds like some encounter in a Catholic rectory or something.
Well, you know, I had a guy once ask me, he said, why don't you warn me before you mail me stuff like that? And I said, you do get a warning. My name's on the header, you know. Management takes no responsibility, you know.
Well, I used to do some late night madness radio with a guy named Big Jesus Trashcan.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? His mind, you apparently warped his mind beyond recognition, because he referred to you a lot and as an inspiration. But I never actually heard you until Scott Summers did a 2-hour special on his avant-garde radio show.
Yeah.
That's back in the 90s, and he played some of your old mixtapes. And, at the time I was, sort of breaking a few barriers myself, because home digital editing was just was a new thing.
Love it.
I know. I mean, I used to work on Otis's show then, and you know he's a total computer geek, so he was right in at the ground level of you know buying that software when it was first started out. You know, when all of a sudden your home computer was more powerful than the most $20 million Warner Brothers studio.
If Eddie Offord had had just my Mac and Logic, you know, back when he was doing, you know, the Yes albums, he would have crapped a rag doll. You know, it's ungodly wonderful, but, you know, it has its pitfalls, but it's more wonderful than risky, you know.
But back to the Scott Summers program, which was the first time I actually heard you. I'd heard references to you, but...
I deny everything.
Right. It was kind of humbling listening to this stuff, knowing that you were bouncing tracks on a cassette machine, you know, which is, that's a lot harder, you know.
A buddy of mine had a weird old Onkyo deck, and it just happened to divide, it was a double deck, and it just happened to allow you to do razor blade like splices, so we had a lot of fun with that.
Right.
It was just kind of a technical accident. You got something really good that held up to the incredible, you know, evil uses to which we put it.
So was that one of the things that used the cassette tape on one side, and you put four tracks on it, or
no? It was just a plain old. Well, yeah, I don't know. You know how it was. You plug everything into everything, and pretty soon the noise floor sounded like a blizzard and bloody. Never mind.
And then you put it through a phase shifter and make it an effect. You know, oh, that's just the ocean. Well, I still remember something that Scott Summers said on the program that I was listening to about how. You would get into it with management and people around the station, and you were, like, totally feared because anybody who messed with you ended up being a character in some, like, hideous parody mix.
True.
And that's when I knew I was really walking in your shadow. I didn't know that I was doing that, but...
Well, you know, none of that... You know, the only reason I got into anything political at KPFT at all was simply that I came in, I was doing a show, I was getting better at it, I was loving it, you do it, you know how much fun it is. If you're really called to it, it's a real joy to do, but the equipment sucks so bad, like a quartet of black holes.
Right.
And I kept hearing excuses about it until I started going up and finding out, why is this, why can't we make more money, trying to figure out ways to manage it. And so really a lot of the entanglement came about from simply going, excuse me, I don't want to wear my underwear outside my pants the rest of my life, even though Congress says so, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So is this some logic in having equipment? If you don't have the right tools, get bent. You can't, you know, proceed. And that's something that didn't seem to penetrate a lot of the powers that be or were, you know, sometimes.
I understand that. I remember that I used to mix stuff at home on the computer. But you had to put it on cassette because this was before, you could burn CDs.
Steampunk.
Our beautiful Nakamichi cassette tape player played the left channel out of both sides, and I complained about it for years. So finally I found some old realistic piece of crap cassette player, like in a back room, and I used to drag it in to the studio and plug in this $45 cassette player to get stereo on.
Been there.
Right.
Listen,
right.
You know you're in love with the whole process when you'll put on, you know, several hefty bags and carry a cassette deck and records and stuff, and, you know, they're around your boots. You're walking through one of those Houston downpours where the air actually falls instead of just being cut into chunks, you know. You really have the love, you know, of either God or Satan in your heart to really go through that. But I want to just... Many people who really went through borderline hell to get there and do that show, by God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have to say that since those days, we are definitely spoiled now.
Oh, yeah.
We're definitely spoiled. I mean, everything works. We have a, one of these where you can click off stuff from the computer.
Shut up. I hate you.
No, but what's interesting, though, is that we're sort of firewalled. So and a lot of times when I'm in a panic, I need to play something, I'm not always able to access the internet and play something. Whereas when you go into a pirate station, man, they do that all the time. So it's, you know, being in the sort of big production 100,000-watt station compared to people who are just winging it actually has some drawbacks as well, you know. So
everything does, you know. I mean, even animal husbandry, you know. Pretty soon those sweet little brown eyes and those sexy udders can kind of get under your skin, you know.
So to speak.
There's always a downside to everything. Hi there, I've got brucellosis. Nice meeting you. Goodbye. You know.
Anyway, we're going to take a few phone calls if y'all want to line up. I don't have anybody screening, so I'll just put you on hold and if you want to call in.
Just keep it on the keep your finger on the 6 second delay because I could say the F word any minute, you know.
No, you won't. You're a professional. Come on. Yeah.
What kind of standard are you applying, Scooter? Burned out old head.
So the that's right. I used to be here in the 70s, so I wanted to introduce make you feel at home here and just sort of get this thing lit here. And Go ahead.
Yeah, smoking dope, right? Well, you know, actually, I have a KPFT dope story. In fact, I've got two of them.
Oh no, don't mention any names.
Well, no, I don't have to. It's just it's idiocy. It's a you know, Darwin Award material.
Awesome.
One night I'm on Friday night, and this guy comes into the control room like so many people did, sat right down in front of those triple bay windows there, and proceeded to cut some lines from what was probably about a plump ounce or so of cocaine. I told him to gather it up and split because the risk, of course, is three steps beyond insane. I mean, it's Friday night, and it's one block over from the biggest club district in the city, and the police are thick as flies with good reason. And, you know, he just waved me off. So I put on a Tangerine Dream side, and I leaned over and went, and blew the stuff on the table onto his shirt, and I put the Fear of Cthulhu into him because I'm 6'4 and 300 pounds and mad. And so I jammed the bag in his shirt, and I dragged him to the door and literally threw him from the steps onto the driveway. And I said, you want to show that to a cop? Show your face here again. Made my kidneys feel like dry ice, man, you know. And then one other time I went into the bathroom, and there's two girls in there selling dime bags. So I went and got a fire extinguisher and hosed them right out the door. I mean, narcotics suck, especially if you're Rush Limbaugh, you know.
They say that that old raggedy couch that used to sit out in the front room, you could just sit on it and get pregnant.
Oh, that's about it. I saw one thing I committed that I had nor seen before. It was an education.
Right. So what, you were the 70s and 80s, right? Late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah, like 79 through 86, I think it
was.
Wow. Like 7 years.
Yeah. So you were back there with Jay Lee and...
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not sure. The Cajun show, I think, is the longest-running show now.
Well,
PT.
I'm old enough, I remember the first punk rock show we had. It was a couple of goobers who got thrown off the air completely because they threw beer bottles into the top of the speakers we had at the time.
Yeah.
And there's beer bottles sticking out from the tweeter section of these giant Altec Lansing Voices of Theater speakers. Perry Como came in and really read and some stuff that made it worth hearing, you know. So I've seen a lot of sick people, you know. Some are gone and forgotten and better left that way, you know.
Well, anyway, you are, as I mentioned, a pope now. And so if there's anybody out there that needs spiritual advice, it would be a good time to call in.
This is Caitlin with an important announcement. This program was pre-recorded, so please do not call in.
I'm also acting as the chairman for Mentally Ill Shut-Ins Local 738, working hard to avoid you at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
You know, ever seen the website People of Walmart?
No.
It's just pictures from all over the country in Walmarts, and it's people you see, and you just itch for a harpoon.
Hey, whoever I just put on hold and hung up, call back.
Oh, what a shame.
I know.
But anyhow,
I know.
It's a website, People of Walmart.
We had a caller.
It's the real low end of the gene pool. It's something else.
Well, I heard that the big revolution has spread to Arkansas.
Which one?
The chickens are on strike.
Chickens on strike in Arkansas.
What is there, like 500 chickens for every person?
Listen, if the chickens are on strike, what the hell was McDonald's selling in those baskets is what I want to know.
Nobody ever knew that. That's one of the mysteries of the universe.
Well, you know, the chickens ought to strike for handlers who are smarter than they are. I mean, when a chicken says, I'm only a chicken, and even I know better than that crap, you're looking at, like, serious inbreeding so deep it makes the British royal family look like a DNA vault in Norway, you know. I mean.
Anyway, we have line one with us. Line one, you're on the air with help of hearing.
Hi, this is one of the guys who used to come in and annoy you when you were doing your show back in the 80s, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so what have you been doing, Colonel, with the, or it was Colonel Huey, wasn't it? Was it Baby Huey?
I don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
What, it doesn't matter.
Tell us what's up with, what have you been doing these days with the subgenius, and I'll listen offline at work.
Oh, apostate.
Well, first I started shaving my head, and, you know, I can't really remember how I wound up with a tattoo of Marty Feldman on my left hospital area, but there it is. Better than a mystery vasectomy, I guess.
Well, I think you'd describe yourself as a subgenius apostate.
Well, probably, you know, it was like great fun. I was like, I've had it thrown about that I was the first one to play the early tapes on the show.
You were. You were. Actually, that was back in the day when y'all were just kind of passing around these mixtapes, and you decided, wow, this is pretty good. We'll play them on the radio. And that was basically, you know, predated the Hour of Slack and so forth.
By just a few years. He started up in Dallas, you know. I mean, the guy's definitely brilliant, but like any of us, he has a certain amount of baggage, and, you know, I have some too. And
not
so
me.
I'm really glad that they put roller wheels on the stuff now so I can pull it around behind me, you know.
Okay. Line three, you're on the air with Huey.
Can you hear me?
Hang up and drive.
So I remember you. I don't know if there's anybody else out there that remembers you, but I graduated in 85, and I heard a lot of that stuff from the Church of the Subgenius, and it was all fantastic. And I remember a particular episode that just sticks with me to this day where you had played Frank Zappa's original My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama over the top of this industrial noise, extended play, and it went on for probably, I don't know, 40 minutes, just this crazy mix. And I assumed you went off to smoke a joint. I hope so. I don't really know. But it really did stick with me all this time. I also still have many cassettes that I've kept, even though I don't own a cassette player anymore. I know they're there. I know exactly where they are, and I keep them for when I decide to finally play them again. But it was awesome. I really enjoyed those days.
Well, you know, also a lot of it is that having the tools and having something set up where, despite the turmoil, you know, KPFT or any public station gives you a lot of access to, you know, tools, weird people, and exposure to things that really can broaden you a great deal. And so if you can not have your head explode like that guy in Scanners, you know, brings a lot of things out of you that are nice to behold and aren't something you necessarily thought of to begin with. And that's part of the pleasure of it, is just exploring that. And even if you discover that you and your friends are decerebrate psychotics, it doesn't mean you can't have some fun on the side, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, every time they have a pledge drive and they talk about all the stuff out of the archives, I always think of you. I always think, man, I would spend $90 for 180 hours of your stuff.
Hold that thought.
Man, I'm serious. That would be a great, great incentive.
Well, just so you know, Hugh is on pretty often. He's on you're on every Christmas, and then once or twice.
Yeah, that's the only time I hear him now is during the holidays and stuff. As I'm driving to my family, and of course you're you know, kind of listening to it in the car rather than when it used to be the kind of thing where, you know, my parents had a time where I went to bed through high school, which I know is, I shouldn't be telling people this, but you don't really know my name, right? So I would have to stay up late and tape this.
Listening on the sly, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I had the incense going and some other stuff, and, you know, if I missed it, I might listen to some Firesign Theater instead. But, you know, Reverend Huey and Food Fight of the Gods, and, you know, that was just, those were awesome days.
Hey, thanks for the call. We got some more, so hold on here. So line number one. This is the famous line number one. This guy's awesome. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
We're on the air with Huey.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, sorry about that, Scooter.
Yes,
greatest show, and Huey, oh, man. I love you guys, and I very much appreciate you. Picked up the slack since the Farsight Theater abandoned it. They left it to National Lampoon, and I only have one question, Scooter. What's going on with the CCCP's website? Why can't they update the darn thing?
Yeah, that's abandoned. I mean, it's all volunteer, so.
Oh, I know, but holy cow. You build up this fan base, and all of a sudden you get like bored and tired, and maybe. Right.
Let me just real quickly. If you go to Google Inner Side, which is this program,
yeah.
It's in my archive, you know, so you could just search CCCP and listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of whittled down to a half an hour. But.
And if you go into Google and type in tentacle penis, you'll get an enormous amount of cartoon stuff you probably shouldn't show your kids.
Well, it depends on the kids.
Well, okay, now I'm embarrassed because, you know, I feel like less than a subgenius. I couldn't even find the live stream on the website or stuff like that. But how about some advice? You know, what keeps you guys on the radio? Like, what is it that you wake up in the morning and you go, oh, okay, I'll go.
That's exactly it. That's it.
Stay home and just go to the beach. You know, what drives you on?
Ego.
Brain lesions.
Ego and like, you know, if I didn't do this, I would be out. I would be a serial killer, I think.
Yeah, that's really a lot of it. I mean, like, for instance, Robot Chicken I consider to be an important part of an effective 12 to 4,088-step program for the mentally ill. It's like video soma for baby boomers. It gives Potty Humor a real facelift. And after you've watched, like, Meet the Press, you've got to watch something like Robot Chicken. You're going to go out and kill and kill and kill, and you'll keep killing until you find that inner peace within yourself.
Well, that's it. I watch a program like Meet the Press, and I kind of need some enlightening entertainment. And I love you guys, and I just all the best I can say for you and Huey and Bob and, you know, that whole stuff. There's so many people that I could mention right now. But you know what? I'm going to hang up and let the next caller get to you.
All right.
Okay, maybe they'll give us money or food.
And by the way, for people who are interested in the sort of, I guess, radio that we're talking about, the Over the Edge radio program from KPFA is pretty interesting, as well as Puzzling Evidence, which is carrying, Philo, right? He was the co-founder.
He was probably one of the founders. They've still been doing it for eons, and they're on at like 3 in the morning, and so they've made it through millions of, you know, purges and putches.
Yeah,
and upheavals, and of course, if you listen to the show, it's sort of like Negative Land amplified to the fourth degree.
Right, right.
It's just incredible how many things are going on at once, and you can actually pick them apart, which once you learn how to do that, should disturb you, because it's really a psychotic mess, but it's also
some of
the best stuff you hear. So, yeah, you should dial up and listen to that, too.
Yeah, and what's the guy? Who's the guy with Philo? I forgot his name. It's
Hitler? Spuds McKenzie. The zombie Spuds McKenzie. He's lusting after the beer of the living. Give me that.
I'm talking to Huey.
We only got a couple of minutes, too. Hurry, buddy.
That's right, man.
Straight away.
Revolution going on. We're trying to we have a programmer here that's trying to recruit Tommy Lee Jones to run for the Senate, which is actually getting a little traction. But not from Tommy Lee Jones, but at least it's in the Daily Morning. It was in the Dallas Morning News and up on Politico today. I have only gotten on to the Catholic League website. And oh, hold on, you're on the air with Huey.
Yeah,
you're on the air.
Certainly, it's an extreme privilege to be on the air with Huey and pay homage to him because. You and LSD preceded you, and Art Nouveau was your colleague. Y'all were the guys in those days, man, for sure.
Well, I started out listening to them. It was a progression of just overlaying, you know, like building up a coral reef, except vulgar and funny. So, yeah, I started out listening to guys that wowed me. That's kind of how it works, you know.
There you go. You know, LSD, endless times punching the recording of Nixon saying, LSD. And you then saying, you know, late at night, saying, well, I played some Hendrix for all of you that were out there just sniveling and groveling. But now it's time to pledge up. We'll take any kind of currency you bring to the station, corn, cash, cocaine. Apparently the women didn't understand that you were only joking about the cocaine.
One of the guys said on the air that he would carve a reverse mohawk in his hair if somebody would bring $30 in cash, and they did, so he carved it.
A mohawk?
A reverse mohawk.
Yeah, mohawk. Right, right. Yeah. Hey, you know, as I was driving in the station, there was skaters all over the street. It was like Urban Animals all over again.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, tonight, as I'm driving in.
Hey, that's Jay Lee, isn't it? Sounds like Jay Lee.
I sound like Jay Lee?
Yeah.
No, this is Scooter.
Scooter, okay.
Wow, I sound like Jay Lee?
Yeah, just
I'm not sure how to take that. I have to wake up and smell the marijuana.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and it's, I'm telling you. And it's starting to revive my memory because Jay Lee, talking about Jay Lee, I think I may remember him being on the air in the days before he was a computer geek.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Morning show. Morning show.
How about
We're a bunch of old farts, sort of like one preserved in a Ziploc bag for posterity, you know, remembering stuff. Yeah, I remember the old days.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a 1957 Hutmobile, you know.
And that's a great show.
It's that was great radio. You know, disappointed that Shepherd's Hay and a lot of other shows aren't still on, but, you know, change is good mostly, I suppose. It's great hearing your voice, Huey, on the blurb that says, listener should be aware.
I know. I know. That thing still, that's the liner, right? That's the,
yeah, that's an eternal keeper. Every station needs that, really. Somebody needs to voice that at every station, mostly.
I know. That's the best.
You know, before we go, I got it. You talked about the Senate, and I've had this recurrent with another buddy, which was that my idea is we should have the Incredible Hulk for the Sergeant at Arms, because if the Hulk tears arms off just two or three of those staggering zombie food gimps like Joe Wilson and yells, knock it off or there's going to be a lot more of that, I'll bet a whole bunch of congressional posturing and various draconia would just drop down to a low murmur. I mean, these guys aren't just satisfied with raining on your parade. They want to blow up the float. So naturally, a little non-lethal dismemberment sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, until there's a little blood for that tree of, you know, refreshing the tree of liberty with the blood of tyrants, you know, at this point I'm starting to eye the gun I wish I had and thinking, well, you know, what if only, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I dream about the Hulk. The Hulk could solve it pretty quickly, you know. When that guy comes crashing through the Capitol Dome and says, stop that, it's like the Godfather. You stop that. You don't argue. You don't say, would you like some tea? You stop, you know. So yeah. I think it'll take something that vicious, and I hope it isn't, you know, a nuke or a world collapse, but they're sure working hard on it.
I'm gonna thinking of applying to it on AM radio station and going all out teabagger, because you know putting these freaks into office has really started up the kind of thing we need.
Well, I don't know. It's the same reason I'm not preaching Christianity. I'd be so good at it, I'd have to blow my brains out of it.
It's like Kinnison, right? Hey, Huey, thanks for joining us.
Sure, anytime. Thanks, Scooter. Had a good time.
All right, buddy. You've listened to the Inside Radio program. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Google Inner Side for more of the same in MP3 Downlit Byte Audio Package Giblets. Breathe in, sing inside.